You are listening to a special website exclusive interview for Three Count Thursday. This is Matt along with intern Mark. We are happy and thrilled to be joined by the friendly shark, Jocelyn. Jocelyn, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are doing quite well. So the first question we always like to ask, we'll just jump right into it, is how did you get involved in the wrestling world? You know, were you a fan growing up, or were you introduced to it later on in life?
I was one of those that was introduced to it later on in life. Growing up, my sister and I were kind of sheltered what we were allowed to watch, and anything that involved fighting was off the table. So, like, any sort of video games were, like, screened by my parents, and, like, I grew up playing GameCube and, like, Shrek games because we weren't allowed to do anything that might be too violent. I think growing up, I saw a couple wrestling matches because my grandfather would watch it, and he kind of would let us watch whatever he was watching, even if it wasn't what we were allowed. But otherwise, I was not into it until later, only like a couple years ago. And I got into it because I became friends with the Sea Stars, and that's kind of how I began to take that passion for it.
Now, this is intern Mark here, Jocelyn. Nice to hear your voice. The GameCube games that you happen to play Echo the Dolphin at all on Game.
Sorry, what was that?
There's a game called Echo the Dolphin that was actually, I think it was on Sega Genesis. I was wondering if that was maybe one of the games you played, being one of the Sea Stars.
No, I never. Are you asking if I played any wrestling video games?
No, he's asking if you played Echo the Dolphin.
Oh, no. You know what I did play? In high school, my best friend had a PlayStation, and she had the Jaws video game, and that was honestly the best video game I've ever played. Like, we didn't even really do any of the challenges you were supposed to do. I just swam around as a shark and, like, ate people and destroyed boats and, like, caused fires, and it was kind of like playing GTA, where you just kind of cause havoc for no reason.
Very nice. I don't think I ever played that Jaws game. That sounds interesting.
Oh, definitely try it out because it is super worth it. I'm sure the challenges were fun too, but yeah, that was my favorite.
Very nice.
All right, so you mentioned linking up with the Sea Stars, which I think we're now calling it Team Three Stars, if I'm correct. So how did you get linked up with them, and then what does Jocelyn kind of add to the team?
So I got linked up with them before I knew anything about wrestling, and then they were, you know, pushing so hard and hustling so well, and I was, like, following them and a part of it and helping them out on those back scenes. And then I kind of aggressive myself, so I started becoming interested in training, and I was watching wrestling a lot, and I was really enjoying it. I was really enjoying the art of it, the art of the entertainment side, the way that you can just make the audience feel certain things so strongly. It was so powerful, I felt, and so I started training, and I think, so the way that we see our dynamic is Delmi is kind of like our leader. She kind of balances us out. She is kind of like a guide, and Ashley's like that fire. She's that aggression that you see in the team, and then I think I'm more of the charismatic, comedic relief sort of part that every group needs, and I think that trio dynamic has really helped create them and who we are to the wrestling world.
Now, Jocelyn, did you start out kind of with as a manager for the Sea Stars, or did you go right into the wrestling piece?
Yeah, so while I was training, that's when I started managing, and I started training before I really, like, found myself. So the funny thing is that in October, we were going to Savers. We were looking for Halloween costumes, and I saw that they had this Hammerhead Shark costume, and I was like, oh, my God, that's so awesome. Like, Katy Perry sharks, there's, like, a shark fit emoji, and I always thought that it was awesome, and I always wanted to just, like, have a shark suit. I don't know why. I just did, because I wanted to sit around the house in it. I don't know. And so I saw that, and we didn't get it the first time, and then I was like, Ashley, can you drive me back? Like, I really just need this shark costume. And she was like, what for? And I was like, I don't really know. I need it. And so that was the day that we were going to a Pioneer Valley Pro Wrestling Show, which is based out of Springfield, Mass, and Western Mass. And it was the Halloween show. So when I was selling their merch, I wore it just as my Halloween costume, because it was just so fun. And that's when Delmi was like, came up with the pun Joslyn. She was like, oh, Joslyn the shark, and it just kind of blew up from there. And it fits because they're the Sea Stars and they're an ocean theme, ocean and galaxy, and so it just kind of like all the pieces fell into place.
I dare say the shark costume is fantastic.
It is fantastic. It super is. I love it. It gets a little stinky, so I have to wash it from time to time because it really just holds in everything. It's so sad, but she washes really well, so.
Like a fish to the water.
Yeah, exactly. She's very fishy sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. She's not.
So that was actually one of our next questions is, you touched on it that you found this costume, but before that, was there any kind of fascination with sharks, or was it the costume that kind of started this all for you?
I've always had a fascination with sharks. I went to college for anthropology and I studied primatology, so my focus was always like when I was in school, primates. But growing up, like, I was always obsessed with sharks. I was always obsessed with the ocean. Like, I loved the Jaws movie. I think I've seen, like, the three. I think it goes further than three, but I've only seen up to three.
That's probably a good place to stop.
Yeah, I think past that is just a little ridiculous. I always like those ridiculous shark movies that are always, like, kind of like C-list movies where the sharks are just really fake and the person's just like for some reason swimming through the water for no reason and they just keep getting eaten, like things like that. There's a lot of them on Netflix. And
yeah.
I used to work at a donut shop and I used to decorate the donuts, and my favorite donut theme was during Shark Week, and I would make these super big shark donuts, and then I would like turn one of the ring donuts into a buoy and put it in its mouth, and it was the Shark Week donut, and it was always my favorite.
That's great. You work at a donut shop. I love donuts.
Me too. Donuts are the best. There's nothing better.
All right, to kind of backtrack a little bit, you touched on your training earlier, and we always like to ask the question, during your time in training, what would you say would be like a piece of advice you got that kind of stuck with you, or something that you would then pass on to someone else? Like if someone was like, hey, what advice can you give me on training? This is what you would say to them.
I think the best part of training is when you first start, like it's really nerve-wracking, especially with like learning how to bump. That's really, I don't know, maybe in general for other people it's not, but for me it was really frightening. But I think the most important thing is less so than like doing the moves, but more the acting, because you really have to put yourself out there and you have to leave yourself open for criticism and leave yourself open for jokes and to be made fun of, and that's really hard. You have to really come out of your shell, and I think it's a really great thing for a lot of people because it really helps them just like find themselves in general. And I think the best part to remember about training is that wrestling is really about those moments, not so much like all those crazy spots you do and the flips, even though those are cool. It's about those moments, like when you pause the screen and you're watching a show, like what is that moment that you remember? Is it I'm trying, like, I'm like, can't even think of a moment right now to back myself up. But is it the moment when they're standing up on the buckle with the title, staring at the crowd? Is it one of the Rock's just like zoom in like stares, one of his character looks? It's just one of those moments, and that's the best advice that I can give to remember.
Did you have, is there a female or even a male wrestler you kind of idolized or looked up to that was kind of an inspiration for you?
Yeah, when I first started, Kimberly, who's now Abby Lape, was, she's one of my biggest idols in wrestling. I think a lot of it is because I identify with her a lot because she has a huge dance background. She didn't even get into wrestling till later as well. And there's so many people in this business that grew up with it and grew up, you know, doing the moves at home on their couch and grew up watching it with their family and their friends and, like, dreaming of it. And, like, I never had that. I used to dance and I loved it and it was great, but I never found myself going anywhere further with it because it just wasn't, it was satisfying. It just didn't have that pull. And this kind of has that pull that I wish I had known about so much earlier. And so I think that, and her style is just, it's so inspiring. She's so tough. She's so strong. I idolize her a lot.
And we met her a few times. She was one of our local wrestling promotions, Legacy. I believe she was Legacy Women's Champion here, if I'm not mistaken, Matt. And she is a super nice girl.
She is, yeah. And she was in Shakara very heavily, and she was the first woman to hold that Shakara title, which is so great because it's part of pushing that women's revolution forward, which I think is really important. For the women in wrestling to stop being seen as just trophies and to start being seen as something other than their looks, just for their actual talent.
Right. Yeah, I agree. It's so neat seeing somebody you've seen locally wrestle, show up on NXT. It's
yes.
For me, I really enjoy that. I think it's great. I hope it continues.
I know. It's so fun. You're like, I know her. Like, I met her. And it's exciting. I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you actually mentioned Shakara because that was our next question. The Sea Stars have done a lot of work with Shakara, a federation that's kind of known for letting their talent have some fun in the ring as well as kind of showing off all that they can do. So what have your experiences been like with Shakara?
Oh, Shakara is great. We find ourselves extremely loyal to them. Respect Quackenbush very highly. All of the people that work there, especially everyone that's been there for years, respect them very highly. They've created something really special and important. I love that it's rated G and that kids can come and watch it and not be like subjected to all this foul language and all of these foul undertones. Like it's comic book themed. It's exciting. Everyone can get behind that, like superheroes and crabs and whatever that they have, birds now. It's awesome. I've only managed there twice. That's all that I've done. I managed Delmi when she faced Murloc the first time, and then the second time, when Ashley faced Murloc, I managed her as well. I don't know if you saw it, but I kind of got a little beaten up. Murloc took some liberties with me as a manager and kind of threw me against a wall and then threw me against a table and then stuffed me in a fridge. I think they cut that hour of power short because it was kind of really aggressive for what Shakara is used to. Kind of hurt a little bit too, but it was fine. And that rivalry with Murloc has continued for the Sea Stars, and it's going to continue further. And it's really pushing the sisters as a duo. I mean, at the last show that they worked for Shakara, they were facing Murloc, and they were facing Hermit Crab and Crawdad, and I think the Razorhawk. The Cyberhawks were in it too, and Ashley just couldn't focus. it was really bad. I believe, I wasn't there, but I believe she lost it for them, which is really unfortunate, because she just couldn't focus on it, because she's just too mad. She's too angry with, like, where did he even come from? He just came out of nowhere, and he's an unstoppable force, and he's really just, like, testing their abilities. So it'll either make them stronger, or it'll just crush them, and then who knows what will happen.
Right, so another question we like to ask is about your first time in the ring. So we know you made your in-ring debut at UFO Wrestling as part of a tag team with Ashley against Mistress Belmont and Davian. So in your opinion, how did the match go? You know, what were your nerves going in? What was the transition like from just being the shark lurking on the outside to actually being in the ring for the first time?
Well, obviously, my nerves were, they were a hot mess, I'll tell you that much. They were, I was really lucky to have my first match be a tag team, because at least I had a partner to rely on in case I wasn't doing so well. But fortunately, that wasn't needed. Honestly, Davian and Belmont are two of my favorite people to work. They're really kind, they're really understanding, they get it. It was really good. It was interesting to see them work as the good guys too, because they usually work as heels. So that was fun. That wasn't the match. Because I know we worked them twice at UFO, and for one of the matches, they took my shark costume and they put it on, and they were wearing it, and I was so mad because that's my costume and only I can wear it. And Davey was saying that she was Dolphin, and it was just a lot. But for my first match, I think it went well. I felt really happy with it after. Everyone else felt happy and comfortable with it. I felt like it was strong for a first match. I didn't really have any sour feelings. So, but my nerves were just, they were a mess. I'm really glad I made it through.
All right, and then we were talking before we actually started the interview, because Mark and I were first introduced to you at Rogue Women Warriors. You've been there two times now, or at least two times that I've been there. So how has your time in Stevens, PA treated you to date?
Wonderful. We love Rogue Women's Warriors. It's fantastic. The women that they bring in there are amazing. The last time we went there, which was the first time that I actually wrestled there, Sienna from TNA was there, and she is, she's amazing. She was, so helpful. She had so much, advice, and then the first time I worked there, I was managing, and that I managed both Ashley and Delmi, if I remember correctly, and I got netted in Ashley's net, which was just always a hot mess. But we really love that promotion. The audience is great. Lufisto is amazing, and it's a fun. It's not even a bad drive down there. We enjoy it.
Matt and I, we saw you there twice, and it is dangerous waters outside the ring there. I remember when you got caught up in that net. That was...
It is dangerous waters outside the ring. Just because you're managing doesn't even mean it's safe. And I'm a shark, so you think it'd be okay, but even we get caught in nets.
Yeah, and Lufisto, she was like maybe a dream opponent for you, or that you would like to face? Or I think she's very... underrated. I think Lufisto is extremely talented. It's a shame she kind of never made it up to the big time, but it's great having her through local promotions, and even, I know she's countrywide and up into Canada.
Yeah.
Is she a good dream opponent for you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, would Lufisto be one of the dream opponents you'd like to meet?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know if I would be worthy. I mean, yeah, that would be super, but I'd probably be nervous just because she's been around for so long, and she's such a role model. The first time I met her was at Women's Wrestling Revolution in Providence, which is a Beyond Wrestling promotion. And she was so nice from the start, and I was still training, and I was with the Sea Stars, and she's just always been so kind, and yeah, I don't know if I'd be ever up to par to that.
Oh, she took on Caitlin Diamond, who I know is a friend of yours, I think at the last ECW show you guys were at, and I think that's quite an honor for Caitlin at the time.
Yeah, Caitlin's our mate for sure. But yeah, that Caitlin came with us to that first show. We actually we carpooled together, I believe. And yeah, both of them are super.
Okay, so as a movie fan, I wanted to throw this question there. You know, you mentioned Jaws, and I'm not going to let you use that as the answer because it's obviously the best film related to sharks. So aside from Jaws, what is the best film related to sharks in your opinion?
See, this is a really hard one because I really want to go with Sharknado, but I just cannot, like, I can't let myself say that. So I think I'm going to throw out Finding Nemo because Bruce is obviously such a great character, so strong, and is his hammerhead friend, who I can't remember his name, and then the tiger shark, of course, too. They got all three represented. I also watched this movie, and I think it was called Deep Water, but it was about this underwater biology lab that was testing on sharks, and then the sharks kind of went rogue, and they started attacking the scientists, and the scientists, oh, it's called Deep Blue Sea, yeah, that's what it's called, and it was so scary, although those sharks aren't great representations of normal sharks, because they were, like, genetically modified or something, but, yeah, so.
I'm glad you brought up Sharknado, because I was going to ask your opinion, because I'm a big fan of the Sharknado franchise. At this point,
just Sharknado 1. I don't know if we can really grade the other ones because I don't think that they're good enough quality. But just Sharknado 1.
And then, so the follow up to that question is, how do you feel Hollywood has? Do you think Hollywood's done a disservice for sharks? Is always depicting them as these monsters coming from a friendly shark?
Oh, absolutely! Like, first of all, the ocean is their home. So you can't just expect them to welcome you with open arms, especially when, like, they're being murdered left and right for shark fin soup, which when people chant that at me, like, actually makes me upset because I'm like, shark fin soup is a really bad thing for sharks. They're just, like, annihilating sharks for just, they cut off the fins and then they throw the sharks back in the water to die because obviously they can't swim, so they just throw them back in. Like, you could use the rest of the shark for something, like sushi or anything, I'm sure. And sharks don't even attack humans that much. Like, and great whites get the biggest rap for it, and they have the lowest rate of not even just killing, just biting. Like, they have the, out of all the kinds of sharks, tiger sharks are actually the ones that attack humans most, and it's always by, they just think you're a fish. They don't actually, like, want to eat you.
I think
we need a movie where the humans are the bad guys and the sharks are the good guys.
I agree. I would agree with that. So do you have plans to see 47 Meters Down? It just came out with Mandy Moore, also about sharks.
I'm thinking about it more maybe for the fact that Mandy Moore is in it, but I'm not sure because it looks like it's just going to kind of be like Ryan Reynolds was Buried, where they just kind of sit in that shark cage for forever, and that's the whole entire movie. And so I'm not really sure. I'm also wondering why the sharks are getting so aggressive to them in the cage, since that's not usually the likely thing. But,
right.
I mean, I'm considering it. I'm not sure. It might be one of those throwaway movies that I just, I'm like, yeah, why not? I'll go see it. But I don't have active plans yet. Do you?
I do not. The last shark movie I saw, was with Blake Lively. The name of it is escaping me, and I actually enjoyed it.
Is it
The Shallows?
Shallows. Yeah, my friend is actually obsessed with that movie, but for more reasons than The Sharks, probably for Blake Lively, because, I mean, she's on point. So.
Right, she is. But,
yeah.
So I did enjoy that movie, and I feel like...
Was she trying to swim from, like, that buoy to the rocks? Is that what the whole movie was?
Yeah, pretty much. So I feel like it'd just be the same thing, except a cage instead of, like, the rock.
Yeah, yeah, and I still think it's all a disservice, but... I mean, that's not to say that, like, sharks don't... That sharks aren't dangerous. They are, but... It is their home, so I guess you can't judge them that hard.
Do you think possibly the sharks are upset at Mandy Moore about her singing career?
Oh, wait, what?
How
what
dare they be?
Mandy Moore, she had her singing career before the acting career took off, and I can't remember what song she sang, but she had a few hits. But
yeah, I think she did, but I don't know. I don't think I really listened to her.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what she sang, but I... Remember, she had a singing career. I think that's really where she got her start.
Was she the one in that really sad movie where she had cancer and then they got married? A Walk to Remember, was that her?
Yeah, that was her.
Oh, okay. That's, like, what I know her from the most, I believe. Oh, wait,
right.
She was in The Princess Diaries, too, I think.
I think she was in the... First one.
The first one, yeah. Okay. It's all coming back now. I don't know. I like Anne Hathaway better, but don't tell Demi Moore. Who are we talking about?
But Mandy Moore.
I will tell Demi Moore that you like Anne Hathaway better, but I won't tell Mandy Moore.
Okay. That's fair. Too many Moores.
All right. So then we're going to be airing this interview on the website as Shark Week kicks off on July the 23rd. So we wanted to get your opinion on Shark Week. Do you think it's kind of a good thing? They kind of do both with Shark Week. They show the attacks, but then they also show kind of the nature side of sharks as well. So what's your opinion on the Discovery Channel series?
Oh, I love Shark Week. I think it's definitely important for people to understand that sharks will attack you. I mean, not all the time, but it can happen. And it's always fun to just kind of hear a good shark attack story, especially if they don't die, then it's more interesting. But I more personally like the just regular nature part of it, where you just kind of learn about what they do and where they live and what they eat, rather than the aggressive part. But I think all Shark Week is just so fun. I mean, I never have watched a full Shark Week, I'm going to be honest with you, but you catch pieces here and there.
I like the play on words there.
Shark Week's a pretty big deal anymore. It's exciting.
Yeah. You say it is a big deal or it's not a big deal anymore?
Oh, it is a big deal. It started out with a lot of fanfare, and I think it just got bigger and bigger every time there's a Shark Week. It seems extremely popular.
Yeah. Maybe it's because Hollywood's done such a disservice to them, so we finally get some good shark info.
Yeah, our family beach vacation used to align with Shark Week, and then as, like, kids started, like, my nieces and nephews started coming around, I think my parents saw that some changes needed to be made, so now we go in June rather than the end of July, because my sister and I would constantly have Shark Week on and then be like, let's go swimming, and so...
Too scary. I understand
yeah.
that. No, I mean, I was just in the ocean today, and I was in the, I was in Plymouth, and I wasn't even in the open water, but me and my sister were kind of floating on these floaties out pretty far, and I was like, how ironic would it be if right now I got bitten in a shark attack, and I play a shark, and I tried to, like, put it out of my mind, because that's not what I wanted to think about, but,
right.
I mean, it's very possible. You never know.
You'd probably make the national news.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so cool and yet so sad because I probably wouldn't have a leg anymore.
Yeah, that would be awful.
That would be terrible.
You could be the next Zach Gallen, the one-legged wrestler. You could be the next Zach Gallen.
No. Oh God, I don't know if that's exactly how I want to make my fame, but I mean, I guess it's one way.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen, but it would be very ironic if a Gosling got bit by a shark.
I have to say, an embarrassing thing when I used to swim in pools. I probably even to this day, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, like, have you ever just swam in a pool alone and have that totally unrealistic notion that a shark could get you at any moment, but it's a pool, so that wouldn't happen. Every time, and I have to, like, speed to get out, because I'm like, oh my god, no, it's okay. So you're just brought up thinking that sharks are going to attack you.
I think the Jaws movie really did it in for everybody.
You think what?
The Jaws movie really did it in for everybody, thinking that they could be attacked by a shark in any kind of water, it seems, sometimes.
Yeah, that's got to be my goal, to start changing people's perspectives.
All right, so then one of the other questions that we always ask in interviews, and I'm kind of altering it for you. So we usually do the dream match question, but for you, in a past interview, you've said that you'd someday like to see a shark cage match be a thing in wrestling. So how close are we to seeing this happen, and who ideally would you face in a shark cage match?
Oh, so as far as how close you are to seeing that happen, I mean, do you know anyone with a shark cage? Because I don't. So maybe a little while. I think I need a bit more pull in order to get that to happen. But I think I'd really probably love to face Davian in a shark cage match, just because I love working her. She's so fun. She really enjoys the gimmick. She enjoys working it, and I think that we could have a lot of fun with it. And I would feel most comfortable because I'd be with her. That would be a good time.
I feel like Mandy Moore probably would have let you borrow the shark cage from 47 meters down until she heard that you prefer Anne Hathaway. So we'll continue the search for the shark cage, because I unfortunately don't know anyone.
Maybe I can still appeal to her better nature.
Possible. You can get some parting positive vibes in towards Mandy Moore to see if we can change her mind.
Yeah, I'm going to write her a very positively worded letter and see what we get from that. Because I know Lisa would definitely be all aboard a shark cage match. She loves it. She's a big lover of the shark. So I bet we can make that happen at Rogue. Like, that should be our goal.
Hey, there you go, Matt. That's something we could kick around.
Yeah, I'm fully on board with that. Well, every time we talk to LaFista, we'll kind of put that in her ear. The first ever shark cage match.
There's probably somebody special.
Have to go to, like, I start on the outside with my opponent in the cage, and then I get in and break in, like, in the movie that Mandy Moore is in, and then all hell breaks loose. Like, that's definitely how it's got to go.
This sounds amazing. I really want this to happen now.
It's sad because hammerhead sharks are actually, like, the most shy out of all the sharks, and I don't know how that helped me as a wrestler, but that's the costume, and that's what I'm sticking with.
In Central PA somewhere, there's got to be somebody with a shark cage that we can borrow for Saturday night.
Yes. I'm going to start looking. We'll see. I mean, maybe I'll just check Craigslist.
Yeah, you never know what you'll find on there.
I don't know, Mark. You go to the farmer's market every Tuesday. Yes. Maybe at the auction they'll have one somehow, some way.
You know what? I would not be surprised if one of these weeks I find a shark cage up for auction. I'm not even joking.
I mean, with the shark movie freshly in theaters, you never know. Like, the craze just starts, and people just start needing shark things. So it could happen.
It could happen. If it does, I'll tell you right now, I'll put a bid on that and try to get that shark cage for you.
And I will try to get the match working then, because we can make this a thing.
We're going to do it. Give us
all
some time.
I'm on board.
All the listeners out there, we're going to do our best, so give us some time to put this together.
Yeah, just have some faith. Listeners, we got this.
Yeah, well, we have a month until this actually drops on the website, so we'll see where our progress is come July 23rd, if we're any closer to making the shark cage match happen.
That would be
okay.
Great.
All right, so then, Jocelyn, before we let you go tonight, we kind of want to give the floor to you. So, you know, where can people follow you on social media? Any upcoming events that we can find yet? And anything else that you would like to throw out there before we let you go for the night?
Recent matches. I know I have to look at my calendar because I never remember the dates. The C-Stars actually had to get a shared Google calendar because we were getting so messed up with all of our personal and wrestling dates, and we were double booking, and it was such a big problem. But let me see. I think that our next show is going to be July 15th, and me and Ashley will be wrestling Isana and Adira at New England Championship Wrestling, which is in Northern Mass. And then I think I will be working Lucky Pro Wrestling August 5th. And so far, I think that's what I have for now. I wasn't trying to go too summer crazy, so I haven't really set much up. But I think we're going to be down the next Rogue show, I think, for the summer. We couldn't make that one, but I think we're going to try to be the one after that, hopefully.
All right, so we have some more time to get the Shark Cage in order before that. And then... where can we find you on social media? And then we will let you go.
All right. Well, my Twitter is my name, Jocelyn, JAWSOLYN _ @. And my Instagram, I think, is the reverse, _ Jocelyn.
All right. So thank you very much again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you at that next Rogue. Mark and I will make it our mission then to find a cage. And I promise you, listeners, we will make the Shark Cage match happen.
Yeah! Shark Cage match!
# Shark Cage match.
# This is why wrestling is amazing.